This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 12, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. It's back. Industry sources tell ANN the Transportation Security Administration is about to take a second run at Operation Playbook, an initiative to create an airport security network which is less routine and more confusing to would-be terrorists. The American Association of Airport Executives has bulletined its members to say that unlike the first iteration, the new version of the program no longer requires airports to adopt a comprehensive airport security program amendment. The new program is based on a memorandum of agreement based on a provided template. An ANN review of program documents suggests the program is voluntary, but not without pressure, and all costs will be borne by participating airports. The extent to which Operation Playbook is related to recent public meetings conducted by TSA over security clearances for general aviation pilots using commercial airports is not yet clear. You can find more details on this story at aero-news.net. We've solicited comment on the program from industry groups. NASA has once again postponed the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery for the STS-119 mission after a leak was discovered in a liquid hydrogen vent line between the orbiter and the external fuel tank. Engineers found the problem during fueling for last night's scheduled launch. NASA first reset for a Thursday evening launch, but then announced last night it will now be at least Sunday. We'll keep you posted. United Technologies has announced it will cut 5% of its global workforce this year. The conglomerate includes such well-known aviation brands as Sikorsky, Pratt & Whitney, Rocketdyne, and Hamilton Sundstrand. That would be 11,600 jobs across all divisions. UTC CEO Louis Chenever made headlines recently for announcing that Sikorsky had enjoyed what he called 25% organic growth in 2008, and for saying he expected the recession to be over in the second half of 2009. Well, no more. Quote, "The outlook for commercial aerospace and global construction markets has continued to deteriorate. Now I don't believe there's going to be a recovery in 09." Unquote. While aerospace is actually performing better than many sectors of the economy, United Technologies also owns Otis Elevator and Carrier Air Conditioners, both tied to the housing and construction sectors. Of the job cuts, Chenever said, quote, "These are tough things you'd rather not do, but it was important to get out there and be aggressive and proactive." Unquote. Sikorsky remains one bright spot, with shipments expected to be up to 15% higher in 2009, thanks to demand from military and offshore oil platform operators. An American Airlines MD-83 made an emergency landing shortly after taking off from New York's LaGuardia Airport yesterday morning due to an engine failure. WCBS-TV News reports Flight 309 was on climb-out en route to Chicago O'Hare when the flight crew reported a loud bang, followed by the spooling down of the right engine. As the plane's flight crew responded, debris from the engine rained down on College Point in Queens. One witness recalled, quote, "We heard a very, very loud sonic boom or explosion, followed immediately thereafter by about 30 to 45 seconds of debris raining down," unquote. FAA investigators collected metal fragments for analysis from the roof of a warehouse on 123rd Street. There were no injuries on the plane or on the ground. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Lufthansa finally signs on the line with Bombardier. The Lytle family sues Cirrus again. And the terrorist watch list passes the 1 million mark. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, certified public accountant Daniel Chung of Aviation Tax Consultants tells us how the U.S. economic stimulus plan affects business aircraft purchases. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.